For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much once again for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Well, it's Friday. You did it. You got through the week. Glory to God. I pray you pulled on His mercies, which are available every single morning. They're brand new. Living by His grace, recognizing you have the Holy Ghost within you to accomplish what you need to do. You don't have to white knuckle it through life, do you, brothers and sisters? What a joy. What a way to live. How to live. Oh, boy, that's the way to live this Christian life. Going through it with God. Isn't that true? Well, what we're trying to do is, as any, you know, we get a lot of prayer requests, but I'm trying to also kind of do a little Q&A, question and answer time, perhaps on some of these Fridays. I thought it would be a great way to continue helping in the best way we know how. And I'm still pulling on a Q&A that we even did the entire week on. And I want to show you some just very basic steps I was able to give this person when she was having a bit of a revival at our recent daytime retreat at Oramond Plantation. And she said, Anna, what do I do now? You know, she'd had some years of life taking its toll. And we sat down and we really went through some everyday things she can do. And I want to give those to you. And I want to start with, you know, brothers and sisters, oftentimes we get yoked to things, don't we? In Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, so come to me. Of course, that's number one. Come to God. Take my yoke. Learn from me and you'll get rest. And as we all do, the sister was realizing, man, I've been yoked to some other things. It can happen very easily. You can get yoked to your job, yoked to your, you know, busyness, yoked to your emails, yoked to your Facebook. Hello. You can get yoked. Jesus said, come to me. Get yoked with me because my yoke is easy. It's easy. It's easy. My burden, it's light. It's easy to carry. Learn from me. So we started out. I said, you got to unlearn some things. Unlearn some things the way you've been learning them. Don't try to start out with an hour each day and try 10 minutes. When you wake up, put everything aside, start with 10 minutes. You go to your chair, go to your seat, go to your couch, 10 minutes. Say, good morning, Lord. I'm not kidding, brothers and sisters. I'm just trying to give you some little solutions of everyday life. Good morning, Lord. No agenda but Him. No agenda. Remember, we're unlearning some things the way we've learned them. No agenda but God. Good morning, Lord. Then as you're doing that, see, you're unlearning. You're getting the veil off your eyeballs. You're getting the crust off of you. As time moves on, you may, like I told the sister, take the notes that you've had from this retreat. Maybe open a page of those. Start going over those notes. Enjoyably, not out of a rule, not out of ritual, not out of regulation, but enjoy it. Maybe reflect on what set you free today, is what I told her. Go over it. Behold it. You become what you behold. Look at it again. Look at it again. Look at it again. Enjoy it. Taste it. Taste and see that God is good. Maybe you'll be drawn then to put on some music, a great worship song. Come, take, learn from God. You know, things have been built up over time. It's going to take you some time to unlearn them. The man at the pool of Bethesda was there for 38 years. He had to kind of undo some things. Yes, it was a miracle he got up, but then I'm sure he had to relearn to relive. 10 minutes a day. Get your notes out. Maybe some worship. And then let the Holy Spirit within you start guiding you. Bring a question up to God. Get your Bible out now. Then you look in your concordance. Then you're on your way. Continue to do what sets you free. But first and foremost, you're looking to Him. Come to me, God said. So I hope that helps out there. When you're starting your brand new beginning, you're going to God. Start out with 10 minutes. You're not performing in front of anybody. You don't have to impress anybody. Your audience is Jesus. Hope that helps. Hey, I love you. Thank you for joining me all week. Go to my website. Let's get going on that Christmas luncheon. It's going to be packed out. It's going to be a blast. December 7th. Everyone's invited. Thank you for joining me all week. Have a great weekend. Love you guys. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.